In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever, Amen. A child is born in Bethlehem, Alleluia. O come, rejoice. Come, rejoice, Jerusalem, Alleluia, Alleluia. Let grateful hearts now sing a song of joy and holy praise to Christ the newborn King. A child is born in Bethlehem, Alleluia. O come, rejoice, Jerusalem, Alleluia, Alleluia. Though found within a manger poor, Alleluia, his kingdom shall forever endure. Alleluia, Alleluia. A child is born in Bethlehem, Alleluia. O come, rejoice, Jerusalem, Alleluia, Alleluia. As brother in the flesh he came, Alleluia, our King whose name we now proclaim, Alleluia, Alleluia. A child is born in Bethlehem, Alleluia, O come rejoice, Jerusalem, Alleluia, Alleluia. You have been endowed from your birth with princely gifts, in eternal splendor, before the dawn of light on earth, I have begotten you. Psalm 110, exempting verse 6, which is not prayed here. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever. A priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You have been endowed from your birth with princely gifts, in eternal splendor, before the dawn of light on earth, I have begotten you. With the Lord is unfailing love, great is his power to save. Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. For this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel, indeed, he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With the Lord is unfailing love, great is his power to save. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. With the Lord is unfailing love, great is his power to save. In the beginning, before time began, the Word was God. Today he is born, the Savior of the world. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. He pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. We pray for your intentions and for your help and health and consolation this holy time of year. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the beginning, before time began, the Word was God. Today he is born, the Savior of the world. A reading from the first letter of St. John. This is what we proclaim to you, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, and our hands have touched. We speak of the word of life. This life became visible. We have seen and bear witness to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life that was present to the Father and became visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim and turn to you, so that you may share life with us. That fellowship of ours is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia. The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia. He lived among us. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia. The King of Heaven humbled himself to be born of a virgin, that he might restore man to the kingdom he had lost. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The King of Heaven humbled himself to be born of a virgin, that he might restore man to the kingdom he had lost. Let us ask the Father of mercies, who anointed his Son with the Holy Spirit and sent him to preach the good news to the poor. God of mercy, have mercy on us. Merciful, ever-living God, you desire all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of your truth. We thank you for giving your only begotten Son to the world. Let the whole world rejoice in his birth. You sent him to proclaim the good news to the poor, to announce release to captives, and to proclaim a time of favor. Grant freedom and peace to mankind. You directed the wise men to adore your Son. Receive the homage of our faith and prayer. After the wise men, you called all people out of the darkness and into your wonderful light, so that at Jesus' name every knee should bend. Make us go forth as witnesses of the good news. You made Christ, born in Bethlehem, a light to the nations. Reveal your glory to our brothers and sisters who have died. So that last one's a prayer for the souls in purgatory. I want to pray for all those who are sick in our community, those who really need God's help. I want to take their heartfelt messages and prayers into our bosom, into God's bosom tonight. Asking for help, for consolation, for peace, for God's providence and guidance and blessing. We gather all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, with all the church, to pray the Lord's Prayer this night. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. All-powerful and unseen God, the coming of your light into our world has made the darkness vanish. Teach us to proclaim the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.